From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Scores of people are evacuating the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege today. The evacuations of trapped civilians and rebels first began on Thursday. Meantime, the UN Security Council is voting today on whether to send observers to Aleppo to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The text contains all of the elements for safe, secure, dignified evacuation, for humanitarian access into those who choose to remain in eastern Aleppo, and a real emphasis on protection, which is all of what has been missing in Syria throughout the life of this conflict.
Russia had threatened earlier to veto the measure, but further consultations produced an apparent compromise. Power said the draft allows UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to determine the size of the monitoring force. Members of the Electoral College are set to make Donald Trump's presidential win last month official when they cast their ballots today. The 538 electors from 50 states and the District of Columbia will cast their votes based on the outcome of the election in each state. Mr. Trump's incoming White House Chief of Staff, Rance Priebus, spoke to Fox News on Sunday about today's vote.
We expect everything to fall in line. We've got one particular individual in Texas without a faithless elector statute in Texas. But other than that, we're very confident that everything is going to be very smooth tomorrow. And this harassment from groups like MoveOn.org and the Democrat Party should stop. And that's what the American people demand.
Congress will officially announce the winner of the election on January the 6th. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The president of the Central